Hello?
Hello, hi, Dr. Kwashi.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jarrell with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
Good. I'm glad we got
Good,
to
we finally got each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Busy day in the office?
Yes. Virtually every day is busy, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same here, so I guess we kind of got each other at the wrong time.
Yeah. Plus, you guys are on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I was
yeah.
like at lunch, I think the last time you, maybe the time before that when you called.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So looks like you were interested in, let's see here, looks like working capital.
Yeah, essentially maybe your line of credit program.
Okay, so capital program then.
Right.
Okay.
So, go ahead. I'll let you.
Sure, no problem. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
What is the legal name of the business?
It is Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T,
uh-huh.
M as in mother, Kwashi, Q-U-A-S-H-I-E,
okay.
D-D-S-P-C.
D-D-S-P-C, okay. And is your DBA Dr. Kwashi DDS basically the same thing?
No, DBA is the same name.
Okay. And what is the structure of your business? Are you guys a sole prop corporation? S-Corp? Okay.
S-Corp. Uh-huh.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 1994. So my father, Dr. Kwashi Sr., started the practice in 94.
Okay.
I came on board in 2007, and my father passed away last year.
Oh, wow.
So,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. So I've taken over the business.
Okay.
I officially took over the business June 22nd of last year.
Okay.
I've been pretty much running the office since 2012 because he stopped working in 2012.
Okay. And you're 100% owner of the business now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I have your billing address here, 3331 Toledo, tier number 308?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then I have your, I have two numbers here, let's see here. I have the office number, 301-559-1500, and I have
yes.
your cell phone, 301-613-7668.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about kind of what you're looking to do, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Sure. Okay. So what I'm looking to do, since my father passed, there's a lot of things I'd like to upgrade in terms of like different countertops or cabinetry equipment, but not like any. I don't have any specific like equipment in mind at this point. But I just know that you know there's just some just like internal improvements. I'm trying to get done. And also, to have an avenue to kind of supplement the working capital. The nature of my practice, I mean, we do well. Like, last year, we did a little bit over $1 million gross.
Okay.
But, you know, the nature of our business is heavily laden with insurance. And, you know, insurances, they pay, but it tends to take, you know, 3-4 weeks. So sometimes they're, like, kind of break. In terms of the cash flow, sometimes it's kind of an ebb and flow type thing depending on when the payments come in. So also, the line of credit is nice because if you would suggest that for me as a good program, because it gives you kind of that chance to be able to have something to fall back on just in case, you know, some large bill comes up, some unforeseen thing like a machine breaks down, you have to buy a new one or what may.
I see. Okay. So the upgrading of the cabinets and equipment, that's something that it's kind of like on your wish list, but you don't have anything specifically that you're
right.
looking to purchase right now.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then mostly you're just kind of looking for a kind of like a cash cushion,
Right.
currently, basically.
Right. Right. So I'm
Okay.
kind of, so I think I'm staying kind of clear of just trying to do a loan because it could be funds that, you know, would just be sitting and I'm committed to paying back without a necessary plan of how I'm going to use it. But I mean, I'm kind of trying to guesstimate, you know, what I would need money for in the interim and then kind of working from there. So I guess that's pretty much where I'm looking to go.
Okay. What did you do in gross annual sales last year?
Gross annual sales in 15? Yeah, that was over 1 million. I can get you the exact figure.
Okay. Do you think like maybe like 1.3, something like that?
It was probably close to like 1.1. It might have been like 1.049, something
Okay.
like that.
Okay, to make it easy, we'll just say just for the conversation's sake, we'll just say 1 million to make it easy.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Okay. So how our program works, it's similar to a line of credit in some ways and then different in some other ways. So how it works is we generally were able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So based on the $1 million, let's just say, we can free up about $100,000 to $150,000 for you. And you
Okay.
can, you know, use it for whatever you want. And then you can just decide, let's just say, for example, we get you $100,000 and you only need 50,000. We will only give you the 50,000. So that's how it's similar to a line of credit, is that we approve you for the largest amount possible, the longest term possible, and you just decide whatever you need. And the good thing is, we're a relationship-based bank. So what that means is basically, after you pay back about 50% of your loan, you can get more money from us, and then we just deposit into your account again. So it takes a little bit longer than, I guess, a line of credit, because a line of credit you can just write a check straight from it. For us, you would just have to tell me, and I can just deposit the money into your account in about 24 hours. So based on, you know, what I told you, do you think that's something that you might be interested in? It's kind of close to
Oh,
what you're looking for? Yeah. Okay.
sure. I mean, I'm willing to explore any options that I may have.
Yeah, and then you can all, have you had a working capital loan before?
Not a working capital. I've done a consolidation with an SBA loan because when my father passed, you know, there's a lot of bills that are just kind of coming out of my ears. So, you know, I kind of got roped into some merchant advances. And those, you know, because I wasn't very educated and just kind of was in need of capital, they're actually quite bad. And you know, now that, you know, I've consolidated them, I mean, they still hound me like, "Oh, we got more money for you," but they really weren't a good way of going about it. But you know, Bank of Cardiff is something that I've gotten in the mail quite frequently, but you know, I just try to steer clear of, because not steer clear of Bank of Cardiff in general, but steer clear of
Loans
such
and
programs,
debt
because
and stuff like
sometimes,
that.
yeah, the debt, if you're not careful, can just build, and it's easy to build because if you don't really have a true focus, sure, if somebody will give you money, who doesn't want money?
Yeah,
But
exactly.
you know, I try to
Yeah.
make sure that I have a true need for it. And it's getting to a point
Exactly.
now where things are starting to stabilize in terms of my understanding of the business and running of the business, but now I really want to be able to kind of take it to the next level, so to speak.
That's good. Yeah. Did you have a lot of like debt, business debt that you know, after your dad passed, like you had to take care of?
Right. Business debt and then his debts as well. So I've cleared all of those, which is
Okay,
good,
well
because
that's
now,
good. In a short period of 1 year, that's not too bad.
So it was a challenge, but you know, we kind of got through it, so.
Yeah, 'cause like a lot of our competitors out there, I don't know who you went with before, but like they're, you know, they're just like funding or capital or, you know, that type of, you know, they're like a company, you know, that just right. lends you money and stuff like that, you know, whereas for us, we've been, they've been, you know, those people that have only been in business for maybe 5 years, you know, cause that's mm-hmm. how long the working capital loans has been, you know, available to business owners. Mm-hmm. Whereas for us, we've been doing equipment financing and working with business owners for like 15 years now. And then we started doing the capital loan when it, you know, when it became available. But we also have other programs available, like credit cards and stuff like that, too. So we have a lot of different avenues, and we're, you know, we have a lot of experience in the industry. So it's a little bit different than, you know, the other other people that you've worked with, probably. Hopefully.
You know. Right. And that's what I like about going on your website. I mean, it's a very diverse company in terms of products. I mean, mm-hmm. you can meet a lot of different needs for your mm-hmm. clientele. So I really like that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad you liked it. Okay.
Yeah, your terms can go up to even 72 months, as I've seen.
Yeah, that's for that's mostly for equipment financing.
Okay.
So like for large pieces of equipment, like we do CNC machines that are like, you know, $500,000. So for those, we can, you know, stretch it out a little longer. So it's, you know, it's cheaper for the business owner.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have, you know, in the future, if you have equipment financing, you know, like mm-hmm. pieces of equipment you want to replace or things like that, we have that program available too.
Gotcha. So yeah. For what you would say would make sense for me at this time, what is the payback, or what is the what are the terms?
Mm-hmm. Well, how much do you need immediately? Say, for example, if I were to give you money like next week or the end of this week, you know, how much would you, you know, want?
Well, if you could do well, the 10%, I think, would be a good start. It may be more than I would actually need, but I mean, once I'm able to kind of lock down mm-hmm. an actual figure, I'm talking with a contractor to see about cost of the project I'm looking at doing, then I can know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you were to say 10%, I mean, that sounds like a good enough start.
Okay. And again, that was for, it's like 100K. That's like, you know, it's a pretty good amount of money. Is that also just
right.
for like a cash cushion, or is that going to be going towards something like buying?
It would probably, I think that could encompass everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that the figure doesn't start to get too large.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically the update of the shop, or not the shop, the mm-hmm. the practice.
The dental office. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also just to have a little bit on the cash. Are you waiting for some ARs right now from the insurance companies?
We're always
always.
They come every day, so it just depends on whenever they come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. All right. So yeah, what I'll do is I will I'll submit it to the underwriters to get you approval or answer on something that's the largest amount, and then we can see what you like and see what you decide to take at the end of everything when you when we present everything to you. Okay. And how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that ballpark?
My most recent well. With Credit Karma, which isn't always the most up-to-date, I was like 757 or something.
Oh,
like that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Thank you.
Okay, and then what kind of dental office are you? Do you do surgery too, or just, you know?
Yes, so I'm a general dentist,
mm-hmm.
but I do everything except for orthodontics. So implants,
okay.
extractions, dentures, bridges.
Okay.
Pretty full encompassing practice.
Okay. So no surgery, no extraction?
Oh, no, I do everything except for braces. So I do extractions, I do implants.
Oh, you do those? Okay. I thought you said you didn't do those. Okay.
Oh, no, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Do you guys do, you probably don't do this. I was going to say, do you do Invisalign? But Invisalign is also braces, almost.
Yeah, but, you know, some general dentists do Invisalign.
Yeah.
I tend not to, because I'm busy with a lot of other things, but I mean, I may get into it in the future because it's a good, you know, revenue stream.
Yeah.
It doesn't take too much work.
Yeah. My dentist, 2 years ago talked me into it. I mean, it's great, you know, it works.
Uh-huh.
So like,
right.
It's just like, I just came in for a regular, you know, checkup and you know, left with a way bigger tab than I wanted to.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Mhm. Alrighty. Perfect. So I got all the info I need. I'm just gonna go ahead and send over the application.
Okay.
I'll just send it to the same email that I emailed you earlier on. What I'll need is just the one-page application, 6 months of most recent bank statement. And do you only have one bank account for your business, or you have multiple?
No, just one, Bank of America.
Okay, cool. So I just need January through June bank statement for that, the full bank statement. And then the most recent tax return. Do you already have 2015's done?
Yes. I haven't checked my email. I'm pretty sure my accountant sent it to me, but I have my personal for sure. I just have to look for the business one.
Oh, okay. I don't need the personal. I just need the business. Yeah, because the loan's going to be on the business, so we won't have, you know, touch your personal stuff. And then also, for your customers, when they pay, do they use credit card a lot? Like, what do you think your monthly revenue is from the credit card processing?
Yes, they do.
They
do. I saw the application, the mailer that I received. So I had my billing lady look up those statements. It's average anywhere in the neighborhood of about between $20,000 to $25,000 a month.
Okay. So that's about like 20%, 30%. Of your monthly. Okay. So basically our loans are sales based, so that's going to show a very strong profile by showing the sales. So I would just need the four most recent months of the merchant statement. That's June, May, April, March. So March to June.
Okay, so just scan those and send them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If you have it in PDF, you can just attach it to the email and you can send it that way. Or you can fax, whatever is easier for you. And that's it, though. Those are the only things I'll need to get you started. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you with the list that I just mentioned. So, and then do you know when you might be able to get it over to me?
Yeah, I can start working on it right now.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's already 6:30. You're going to stay late?
Yeah, well, let's see. I could probably get it to you maybe by this evening.
Okay, cool. No rush. I'll just check it, you know, later on today or maybe tomorrow, something like that.
Okay.
Cool. And then I'll just give you a call, let you know I got everything, just to make sure I got all the pages, and then we can go from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds great.
Cool. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. That was about it. Well, actually, real quick, you said as far as the terms, depending on what amount I would actually need.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start using the funds, how does it work as far as the payback?
The payback, we have three different options. We have daily, weekly, monthly options.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and then what we do is we deposit the whatever the amount that you decide to get. We deposit that money into the business account that we have on file. And then from that same account, we do a automatic deduction for whatever term it is that we get.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. So save some stamps.
Would you be able to say, like, for example, like on a 50K, what would the term be?
It's really hard to say.
Length of time.
It's really hard to say because it, you know, every business is a little bit different. I don't want to, you know, give you wrong numbers and things like that.
Okay.
Once you get the stuff into me, I can get you an answer in about 24 or 48 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good.
Cool. Sounds good. Alrighty then. Well, have a good night, and I will look out
for your
fax or your emails.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Welcome. Bye.